Disc 2.
She was so still that Matt didn't see her at first. And when he did, he wondered if she was a statue. But while everything round her was dull grey and brown, she was wearing a bright red coat. Her long black hair was glistening with the moisture of the fine rain. When she turned to look at Matt, he saw that her eyes were a startling, unexpected blue.
"You must be Matt," she said. "Jane said you were coming. Why don't you join me?"
She talked like a grown-up, but she didn't look any older than Matt.
"Nice to be famous," he said, sitting down further along the bench. It was cold and damp and clammy through his trousers.
"Jane asked Father for a couple of hours off to meet you. I overheard."
"Father?" She had a strange half-smile. In anyone else, Matt might have found it mocking, but somehow he got the impression it was just how she was, amused and yet cynical, optimistic but not naive.
"Jane works for my father."
"Julius Fensher? I didn't know he had a family."
"Just me."
She tilted her head to one side as if appraising him, then held out her hand. It was a strange gesture, not quite the offer of a handshake, and more as if she expected him to kiss the back of her hand like in olden times. But Matt took her hand and made an effort at shaking it. She held his hand tight.
"You're cold," she said.
He tugged his hand free, unsettled. "I didn't catch your name."
"I didn't tell you my name."
Matt waited, but she didn't add anything. So he said slightly nervously, "So, will you tell me your name, I mean?" She was still half smiling, and her blue eyes seemed to deepen with amusement.
"Robin," she said. "Robin Venture."
"It's a pleasure to meet you, Matt Stribling." "Thanks." Now they'd introduced themselves, he felt even more awkward. But Robin did not seem the least bit unsettled. Well, Matt thought, she lives here. I'm just a visitor. A joke, probably.
"I'm sorry," Robin said. "I'm not laughing at you, you know."
I didn't think you were," he said quickly. She turned back to the view.
"Yes, you did. You still do. And I'm not. I promise."
"All right.
It's nice to have some company, someone young about the place."
She turned back to face him.
"How old are you, anyway?" 16?
15, he said automatically. "Not that."
"Not that it's any of my business, I know. Just curious, that's all."
"So, how old are you?"
15.
She laughed.